Broadcasting from Hot Bay 2A, a mile above sea level, at Intergalactic Prairie Studios. We alter your locus coeruleus by warming your synapses with rejuvenative radio waves. This warms your brain to a tasty and toasty 365 degrees Fahrenheit to keep a sin flood of statism out of your head. Can you feel it, Lisa DeLascio?
I can feel it.
Can you feel it, Angela Keaton?
In my uterus.
Whoa!
Wait, maybe that was the wrong answer.
Is that near your fiend bone?
It's slightly above.
Fiend
phone. Welcome to the Freedom Fiends.
This is the Fiend Phone, unnecessary random re-education interruption exigency system, or furries. I'm your host, Mr. Michael W. Dean. How y'all doing? I've been sitting here for 10 minutes waiting to do that to you. I've been listening to everything you're saying. You're like,
of course you are, because you're that kind of a control freak. You would never let a moment of fiends go out on the airwaves unmonitored and scrutinized.
I'm the libertarian NSA, man. Speaking of which, here's what I think. Anybody who's going to be at Liberty Forum, I really think that what you should do, other than ask Edward Snowden over Skype what he thinks of the BIPCOT license, I think you should ask him to mediate live the pod beef between me and Cantwell. I think that'd be a great use of his time as the keynote speaker.
I mean, he is in Russia, right? Like, yeah. He's in Russia, right? So we must be totally bored.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. Like, Russian winters and stuff. Yeah, he's probably like inside going, gosh, I wish I just had something to do. Oh, yeah.
I'm worried that at some point Putin's just going to trade him for something with the president of the United States.
Like a Super Bowl ring or something.
It's not like Putin's letting him be there because he's a friend of freedom, you know?
Remember that story where about Putin stealing a Super Bowl ring from some, like, one of the NFL guys was over there and is like, you know, Putin wants to see your ring. He's like, here's my ring. And he just like pocketed it and walked
off. What ring? Nyet ring. Say Nyet to Newts. So I know you don't want me to talk about Cantwell, but I got to get this out of the way. So
he is our number one sponsor. So let's get the product placement in up front. And
he's actually paying me now because he bought me 10,000 Twitter followers last night. I went to sleep and I had like 19.
It's like a Valentine's Day gift.
1,900 Twitter followers that I've earned over the past 6 years. I mean, that's decent. And they're like people I'm engaged with and they talk to me and they buy buttons and they're Fiends fans and they, you know, read my books and watch my movies. And then all of a sudden, like, I just kept getting these things all night and all day today, like Billy Bob Billyson and 92 other people added you, like every 5 minutes. And now I've got 12,000 Twitter followers. And I think Cantwell bought them for me because I've accused him of having bought Twitter followers. You know, he had 6,000. I think he really had about 1,000. I think he bought the rest. And I've said that. And then he got kicked off Twitter. I had nothing to do with that. And he's back on Twitter. And he's got, you know, 600 fans now on Twitter. And I've got 12,000. I think he did it to me to, like,
be able to say. It's like a parting gift.
Yeah, there you go.
I think he's like, here, why don't you have all my fake followers? I'm done with them since I got kicked off. No, that's terrible. Who cares? Yeah.
Where do you get some money?
It's not expensive. I looked it up. It's like $8 for 10,000 Twitter followers. Some of them are fake, and some of them are people who have been hacked. One of them is actually an NBA ball player it's like, you know, Twitter validate, like, it's really him. Like, Twitter validates famous people. You know, gives them validation, proves that their thing is their thing, their Twitter. And his thing was real. And then he tweeted later today, a screenshot of some Russian tweet and said, why am I suddenly following people I can't understand? So I think what they do is people hack people and then have them follow people and sell their following to people.
Can you get specialized lists of fake Twitter followers, or is it all just like random generic?
Most of them are hipsters from Japan and Europe that are following me now, but none of them are really following me. And the way I did was, like, you know, I sent out a really juicy tweet that, like, a lot of people would want to click on, and, like, looked at my web stats live, and, like, nobody clicked. Like, it didn't the 10,000 followers, like, not one of them saw that tweet and went and clicked on it. So
that costs extra.
Yeah. Yep. So a couple corrections. One is I said last night that the movie Sleepless in Seattle is the one that has my friend Tad in it and has all the grunge bands and has Matt Dillon. No, Sleepless in Seattle is a really dumb romantic comedy with, what's the guy's name, the A-list star that's in that movie where he's like on a desert island talking to a soccer ball?
That Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks. Castaway.
Yeah, Tom Hanks.
Yeah, so the movie I'm talking about is better. It's called Singles. Any of you guys see that?
Yes.
I think so. Yeah. Is it like a early 90s movie?
Yeah, dark romantic comedy with grunge music. Yeah.
That one.
So I was wrong about that. And then I forgot to mention when I was talking about printing my first book at Punks with Presses, the place that was possibly counterfeiting $100 bills or talking about wanting to, and then got closed down because the guy was having sex with underage boys. I forgot to mention that his trolling environment was Gilman Street, punk rock place in Berkeley. Like, everyone knows what Gilman Street is, right, Angela? I'm not saying you troll for underage men there. I'm saying you know what Gilman Street is, right?
I got enough problems with Students for Liberty right now. You know, I don't need to be like, you know, dipping into the Ron Paul youth again.
Ron Paul youth. Man, that just has a really... There was a punk band called Reagan Youth. Remember Reagan Youth, Angela? Back in the day?
Really? Oh, there's a whole bunch of bones that I got to be picked with you about music for the past day because you've made all that Oyster Cult go through my head.
Oh, I brought up Oyster Cult, and like, I had no idea you were that old and weird as me.
First off, I kept listening over and over again to Shooting Shark, the 7-minute one that Patti Smith wrote.
I have the consciousness of a snake. That one? Yeah. Go on. Yeah, she dated somebody in the band.
Yeah.
That's why they had a punk edge. They got it for the osmosis from having sex with Patti Smith. All right.
Everything is so wrong.
I'm done. I'm out. Have a great show, guys. I just wanted to say all that. Everybody go download go to the Favorite Movie site, download the Android Fiends app, top right, review it, rate it on Google Play. Thank you. Have a great show. Bye.
Bye.
All right, later, Michael. Now, if you do download the app, you will have direct access to Michael's CPAP machine, and that is one of the features of the app. So it sounds like he's fairly well oxygenated. Okay, so you might just leave it as is, or you could be like, you know what, it's time for him to go to sleep. Let's turn it down a little bit. So anyway, download the app and you can have that kind of fun.
Don't tell
anyway.
Me. That does sound like fun. I've got a lot of downtime lately.
There's so much that's wrong.
Yes. Tell us about it, Angela.
Well, first off, okay, and I'm going to keep this within FCC bounds, but...
Do the best you can, but Michael said it's fine if we get kicked off station, so go for it.
Okay, well...
I don't think it is, and no,
I'm not going to get kicked off, but MK and I were supposed to... we were having a discussion a few weeks ago about... Not on the air, obviously, but... There's a certain kind of special suppository made with THC and CBNs that are good for, you know, let's say if you had like a giant pain in your uterus and you put them inside yourself in a very intimate way. And, well, I didn't get them. And now I'm just full of anger and rage, and I've been up since 3 a.m., and then I had to get up and be angry on Ernie's show about neoconservatives. And that went really, really, like, it was like a train wreck into the wall. So it's like an LRN day. And, you know, there's just so much trauma. And then Lisa's article that she sent, this horrible, horrible story. And all cop stories are horrible, but this one had like a nightmarish horror movie ending that I can't get out of my head. And then Michael keeps bringing up that person that I'm not going to name. And I didn't realize that he had a picture of himself doing something to himself intimately on the net. And I've had a lot of trauma in my life, and I've had to go to a lot of therapy, and I saw that, and I got triggered in ways that, I mean, I was amazed I wasn't in the fetal position when the show started.
Wow.
Everything's wrong. Yeah, I didn't know. I mean, there's so much I didn't know, and now I know.
And now we can maybe we can turn that around. It can. It can't get any weirder, can it?
Now that you said it, yes. You put it out there in the universe now. Here we go.
And like in the past minute and a half, C4SS just posted my article on feminism, and everyone in the movement is now going to hate me. I will have no friends.
What do you mean now going
morning.
To hate? What do you mean now okay. going to hate you?
Well, thanks, man. Thanks a lot for all the support over the years.
Oh, you know you can count on me.
I know, and it's good. Yeah, but it just like it's a Korean. Just everything's just a horrible mess. But you know, I can't blame everything on the neoconservatives. Some things are just horrible, with even without neoconservatives.
Right? There's neoliberals. You know.
There's neoliberals.
There's always someone to blame. Come on.
There is. And then, you know, people, you know, want to hack into our phones again. I just can't. There's no more. There's just no more. And then the Twitter fiasco, I checked my dead Twitter account, and that Milo from Breitbart is following me, which I'm sure had to have been paid for, because there's no way this guy could have found me on the internet, and why would he be following a robot?
Interesting. I think Angela needs a vacation.
Very long one.
Her? Just a good one.
Quality, well, not quantity.
Well, being on Ernie's show, I'm sure was fun. I mean, he's always, I don't know where he gets his energy from. That guy is like just boom. I don't know how much coffee he drinks, but he's tough to keep up with. So, but I'm sure that was a great interview.
It was. You know, I have to get pretty cranked up because when I have to do Ernie's show, it's at 7 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. I mean, for me, so my neighbors hear me screaming. And by the way, it's really hot here, so I hope you're not hearing the fans and the cops and the police cars and everything.
It's LA. We expect to hear cops and stuff. Gonna head off to the market. We'll be back with more Freedom Feeds.
You're listening to the Freedom Feeds. An invigorating alternative to those other shows.
The Freedom Fiends now have a free Android app for your phone, tablet, phablet, or other chromed robot turd. The app is available now from the Google Play Store, from Amazon, and from freedomfiends.com. Lovingly handcrafted by head hamster Michael W. Dean, the Freedom Fiends radio app allows you to listen live, keep up with the podcast, chat directly with other fiends, get discounts on bigger buttons, brainwash yourself with a 24/7 random episode feature, and so much more. You know, the Freedom Fiends is the best libertarian radio show in the world. But when the fiends aren't live, you can also use the app to listen to LRN.FM from anywhere. The Freedom Fiends radio app is like having a virtual libertarian re-education camp in your pocket. It's your gateway to the exclusive high demand group that is the Freedom Fiends. Install the Freedom Fiends radio Android app today. It's free, and of course it's covered by the BIPCOT No Government License. Tell two friends, review it on Google Play and Amazon, prepare for the inevitable death of terrestrial radio, and get ready for lip there with the Freedom Fiends radio app for Android. Worms.
Okay, Lisa, you said we had something interesting going on in the celebrity world, which I really don't follow. So can you fill us in there? Something about some mega famous person is broke or what?
What? Yeah. So today on Facebook, I posted and kind of like gave an update on everything that was going on in the world and said, did I cover everything? You know, I just said the earth isn't flat. Trump is a loudmouth buffoon. Sanders is economically illiterate. The Constitution is worthless. Politicians don't care about any of us, and it's fine to eat butter. And asked if I missed anything, and I was told that, yeah, I did, that Kanye West is having a major public meltdown on Twitter. So apparently he's saying that he's $53 million in debt. But he clarified that he's able to still afford furs and cars for his and whom's for his family.
He That's called the it's the Trump effect. You see, you go bankrupt with other people's money. It's cool as long as you're maintaining the lifestyle. Who cares, right?
Yeah, yeah. He did say something in one of his tweets about that. He said, "Oh, you know, it's smart to use other people's money for this for debt." And I thought, yeah, maybe
this guy's ready for politics, man. He is.
He's ready. He'll be Trump's running mate.
Didn't he? Maybe he is. Yeah. And this is Kanye West, right?
Yeah, Kanye West. So one of his tweets says, Mark Zuckerberg invests $1 billion into Kanye West ideas. And then there's a President Obama account that says it's the official account, but we know it has to be satire. And it says, China and Japan invest $80 trillion into Barack Obama ideals.
Hey, why doesn't he just sell his Coinye? Remember that cryptocurrency, Coinye? You remember that?
No way, did he? No, I didn't hear about that.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Somebody started it. Somebody started Coinye as a cryptocurrency in his honor, and I think he sent the lawyers after him. You know?
Oh.
Right? He could be like, hey, I'm $53 million in the black if he had just stuck with his, you know, made Coinye everything it could be. But.
Steady. Yeah, apparently he's saying that he won't sell any of his music on Apple either, which, you know, if you're $53 million in debt, maybe it's a good idea to have sources of income coming from anywhere you can get them.
Who knows, you know?
What do I know?
I don't know.
Yeah.
What do you spend your money on when you're like, uh-oh? Oh, you know, like, I mean, we've all bounced checks from time to time, but it's hard to see that going $53 million into the red without being like, whoa.
Right. I can't remember.
Is it just like,
oh,
he got the Visa bill one day? And he's like, $53 million? What? I don't remember that.
That was one weekend bender. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, Angela, you're in LA. This kind of stuff happens all the time, right?
Every day. But I'm not sure. I think Kanye is kind of pulling a fast one.
Hmm. Okay. What's the behind the scenes LA, you know, insider scoop?
I'm trying to get down to so the past couple of weeks, there's been what seems to be some fairly carefully constructed drama with the Kanye West family and the Kardashian family. There's Rob Kardashian, who's been in hiding for many weeks now, for a couple of years. He's been in hiding, but now he's dating Blac Chyna, who is the ex-girlfriend of Tyga, who is look, if I can unravel the whole history of neoconservatives, you're gonna be darn sure I can undo this. I mean, you know, it's all the same thing. You know, the crystals, the Podhorses, the Buckleys, the Bozells, the whole thing. You
Satanic
know,
rituals,
Myers.
The sacrifices, yes.
This is why. But
the gluttony.
So there's the two youngest Jenner daughters that are by Caitlyn Jenner and Kris Kardashian, they're models. Well, anyway, the youngest one is dating Tyga now, but he has a child, I don't know, maybe with Blac Chyna, but Kanye's ex-girlfriend, Amber Rose, who's married to Wiz Khalifa, they're separated. There was a fight between Kanye, who was angry at Amber Rose, and then there was a discussion about some of Kanye's sexual practices when he was with Amber Rose. But then a few days later, Amber Rose and Mrs. West, Kim Kardashian, took a selfie together, and they looked great. So it's very confusing what's actually going on. Then Kanye, you know, and I have a lot of respect for his work as an artist, but he's gone a little far with the Bill Cosby thing.
I need a Venn diagram or some kind of chart I don't know who's what's what. So maybe that's a good thing.
This is just too much for me I cannot.
James' head exploded.
Yeah, I just, my eyes glazed over, my psychosomatic deafness kicked in, and we're...
Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean. This is what radio sounds like now.
Are you tired of your taxes funding endless occupations around the world? Antiwar.com is run by people who understand that wars abroad become wars at home, wars on our freedoms. Antiwar.com is dedicated to bringing you the latest in news, views, interviews, and reviews from the top movers and shakers in the anti-occupation movement. Antiwar.com has it all, from thorough foreign policy analysis to interviews with whistleblowers who used to run the military-industrial complex. Anti-war, pro-free market. That's antiwar.com.
And we're back. This is the Freedom Fiends.
All right.
We're extra back.
It's rant time, isn't it?
It's rant time. I'm ready to go. I'm just ready.
You're ready?
If it's okay with all with you, if it's okay with you.
Well, how many Red Bulls have you had?
Today?
Or just in that are currently circulating in your bloodstream, I should say. What's the active dosage?
I just finished a 12 fluid ounce of the sugar-free. So I'm ready to continue. Well, Ernie kind of puts his own twist on things. But what I was going to do this morning was explain how. Well, okay, I don't care about the elections. I don't care who they elect emperor, who's the new person who's going to have his or her boot on my head. It's going to be someone horrible, whoever it is. So it doesn't matter to me. And I certainly don't involve myself or get into vote. But I understand, even though I have not seen these debates, that there's been some discussion in the GOP about the Iraq War that perhaps maybe. It was a mistake.
What?
Crazy.
Wow.
Crazy, I know.
Mistake or fraud? Which?
I'm thinking war crime, but, I'm a little bit of I'm kind of old school about the whole genocide thing. I'm a different generation. The whole thing of mass murder and destabilizing countries and totally destroying their infrastructure and creating complete chaos and allowing, basically playing into the worst elements of whoever was in Iran and just a complete completely obliterating the border between Iraq and Syria and then Susan Rice, firing Assad, because you can do that, I guess, if you're when you work for Barack Obama, you can just fire any head of state at any time when they cease being a slightly useful puppet. And when I say puppet, I know Assad wasn't totally a puppet because someone's going to call and complain about that, but they did outsource torture to him. At least Bush did. So, anyway, it's enough about Syria. I mean, that's never going to be fixed. That can't be put back together either. But finally, there's some admission that perhaps the Iraq War was wrong. And now it's starting to slightly come to the surface that perhaps conservatism, which is neoconservative since the 1950s, since William Buckley basically, took on the Straussians and the former Trotskyites, now that they're now neoconservatives. And so neoconservatism has long since supplanted conservatism in the U.S., even though there's no grassroots support for this whatsoever. That the whole ideology is based on, endless expansion, American exceptionalism, colonialism, the worst kind of, torture, every kind of abuse, the, overthrowing of dictators, getting rid of democratically elected governments, not that I care that much about democracies, but, you really should mind our own business when people elect people to office in other countries. Mm-hmm. The whole thing, the bases, we have between 700 and 1,000 bases everywhere, and it's all horrible, and it's all a disaster, and, veterans come back all wounded and destroyed, and the VA hospitals are just hell holes. So it's not a good thing. But finally, there's some little tiny bit, an inkling of discussion, granted it had to come from Donald Trump, that maybe this might have been a bad idea. I don't know. Could it be that we're having a discussion? Then Bernie Sanders did bring up the idea that Henry Kissinger might not have been such a great guy. He's not a neoconservative. He's what we call a realist, which is another word for a jerkhole. But there is some discussion afoot. I think there could be some possible change where people might admit that all the, looting, sacking, and murdering and destruction of cultures that the United States does might not be such a cool thing. I don't know.
Well, let me ask you a question. Can I ask you a question in mid-rant? Oh, because this it's good. I don't want you to break your stride here. But so what is your opinion, though? Is this something they're just saying because everybody knows that the Iraq war was a disaster and mass murder and horrible and atrocious and war crimes, and that you just can't hide from that, but yet they're going to say whatever people think's popular, and then people like Bernie, they go back and they vote for the wars and they to fund everything, you know? So is it like a kind of like, oh yeah, we're against it, and then they turn around and they get the checks from the special interest warmongers?
Well, I mean, Bernie Sanders has all kinds of foreign policy problems, including I didn't realize that he was a strong supporter of destroying Yugoslavia in 1999. This was pointed out to me a few days ago. He has a horrible record, and there's a great article by Jeffrey Sinclair on Counterpunch today about just how ridiculous Bernie Sanders is. And it's not necessarily that he's evil. I mean, I think he just is completely freaking clueless about most things to do with foreign policy, and he'll get wound up about anything, you know, talking cats or delicious food or whatever. He just gets confused. And Donald Trump, I mean,
I think that's his appeal right now. I think that's what it's what he's selling. He's like,
it's having your crazy Uncle Ralph talk about things. At least that's what it reminds me of anyway. And then Donald Trump, you know, he's all on board with, you know, the Israeli apartheid. I mean, he wouldn't understand it that way because it's a little bit beyond the scope of what he can understand. But, you know, things that tend to get people ticked off, like, you know, colonization of other countries and wiping out the indigenous populations. People get all uptight about that. I don't know. That's just me. I don't know a lot of stuff. I know way too much about the Kardashians. I should probably speak less about foreign policy.
No, I'm thinking this is a, you know, either way, either whether it's just a facade or not, I'm going to consider it good news, because at least now they feel like we can't be 100% all war all the time. Right, they're responding to some kind of demand for something else. So that means there may be a demand for something besides war, and that's positive.
Yeah,
yes.
maybe.
Because like I'm so sick of hearing the, there's so much violence in the rhetoric of all of these people. I don't even want to have anything to do with. with these campaigns. Although I was just in a candidate's forum. Did you know that?
No.
Yes.
Why?
I represented the Vote for Nobody. Well, not. I talked about the Vote for Nobody campaign. I didn't represent the Vote for Nobody campaign, but I, my job at the debate was to suggest that you could vote for nobody, because nobody will end the wars. So vote for nobody. And it was kind of really fun. So. Met some interesting characters. A guy from the Prohibition Party. Did you know there's still a Prohibition Party?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, that shows you what kind of fringe political event this was. And it turns out he was one of the more. This guy was actually one of the more sensible people of these candidates.
I gotta hang out with you sometime.
Anyway, we interrupted Angela in mid rant, and I want to let her continue.
Well, I mean, I am still admittedly still trying to tie in. I mean, I have not been able to figure out the Kanye hook to the foreign policy issue. However, every single one of the candidates is horrible. And I am so, so glad that Rand Paul is finally going to go away soon. Like, we're never going to have to hear about
please.
This guy again.
Yeah. I hope so. Do you think? Oh, he's going to be back. Are you kidding? Guys like that don't go away. Do they?
Like some kind of itch you might have gotten once, you know, sometime.
Persistent.
And, you know, it doesn't,
chronic.
Yeah. No, I mean, he is so, he's wrong. I mean, Rand Paul's existence in life is wrong, and everyone's kind of told me, you know, I'm not as old quite as Michael Dean made it sound, but when I was a little kid, when I was a teenager and I didn't live at home anymore, I was homeschooled, so I went off to college at 16. There was all these older college libertarian guys, and they, you know, led me down a bad path. I mean, I was already a libertarian, but, I got really involved in the punk rock scene, and it got really ugly fast. But these same guys now who are, you know, serious adults at midlife, you know, will try to tell me, no, really, deep down, Rand Paul's an anarchist, and still waiting for that, like, that deep what? Down, like, way deep, yeah. How deep, you know?
No, really, he's a huge liar that'll say anything to get elected. Trust me. Really, he's just lying to get elected. You can trust him. Oh, okay.
That makes sense. It sounds legit.
That's, you know, I call those people the I want to believe crowd. And there's nothing that happens in reality that will dissuade them from their belief. They're going to believe, and it just, and it could be for Obama. It could be for anybody. It could be for Bernie. It could be for Rand Paul, Ron Paul, anybody. Doesn't matter what they actually say. They imagine in their head a totally different character.
Yeah, but they see what they want to see.
Like Bob Barr at the Libertarian Party.
Gosh.
They bring out this guy like, okay, yep, CIA stooge, check. Worst of the worst drug warriors, check. Voted to create the TSA, check. Iraq War, check. Wrote the Defense of Marriage Act, check. Okay, abomination after abomination. Oh, but he's a congressman. Oh. Suddenly everyone believes. Oh, he's changed. Yeah, no, he's changed. No, he was a scumbag politician last year. Now he's our scumbag politician.
Yeah, I started becoming disgruntled with the LP right around then. I was like, this is the candidate, really? Oh, come on.
Pretty funny stuff.
Those were great times, 2006 to 2008, with that particular right wing takeover, which happens like every so many years, that the LP gets taken over by some group of right wing idiots, not the current people. There's some good people in there right now, and that will last.
I'm sure
at least a year or two.
Idiots, I think they're great.
it will last a couple of years before they're thrown out again by some, you know, people that are a center right, to put it politely, and people who will, you know, who will, I'll just say this, who will mansplain to me the Middle East, because clearly I couldn't possibly know anything about U.S. foreign policy. Okay, if I can unravel the whole like last 8 seasons of Keeping with the Kardashians, I can certainly explain to you the last 3 Iraq wars. Okay, that's it's not hard, it's not difficult, you know. And I used to be the producer for the Scott Horton show, so I learned something along the way, you know, in my you know, jobs, which usually just involved, you know, putting on makeup and topless dancing and stuff. I looked at a map and I, you know, it's just, but yeah, I, you know, it just, yeah, libertarians.
Fun bunch. And, you know, we make fun of them, you know, because we love them. Some of them.
Right.
The real ones, the good ones. All right, we're going to head off to the mic.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean and some of his weird friends. And yes, we're broadcasting this into space.
When you shop online, please do it through the Freedom Fiends Amazon link over on the right side of freedomfiends.com. It won't cost you any extra, and the fiends will get a little taste from Amazon, and Amazon will save you the danger of drive-by stabbings at your local mall. Amazon sells pretty much everything you can buy on this earth, except for guns and weed. But they do sell the DVD Guns and Weed, The Road to Freedom. So get that for your gun-hating stoner brother or neocon gun nut dad. They'll thank you for it. That's freedomfiends.com. Freedom, Foxtrot, Echo, November, Sierra.com.
Hey guys, there's a question that I was asked at that candidates forum that I want to ask you guys, and then I'll tell you what my answer was. The question was, it said, in one word, describe America.
I can't say that word on the air.
In one word, okay. Okay, any other stabs at that one?
Yeah, I'm thinking. can't say that either. Troubled.
Endometriotal.
We'll go with that. What's that?
What was that? Say that again.
Endometriotal.
Wow. My answer was, okay, describe America in one word. I said continents. Okay, you know, like North and South America is what I was thinking. Like, well, that's what it is. Oh. But they were like, continents, like the ability to not pee yourself. And like,
which yep. sort of goes along with Angela's answer.
And it's like, you know, either way you look at it, that is America, right? Like, continents. So
yeah, it's Angela. What were you saying earlier about that medicinal thing yes, you wanted well, for your?
Well, you know, MK and I had hoped to eventually do an experimental on air. You know, trying to see if we could make that. You know, like how it felt. Did it work? You know, it's, you know, it should be available here in Los Angeles soon.
Like a product review.
It's a product review, right. And I believe that, I mean, I don't know, I was pretty stoned when we did the show with Hugo, but I think that MK discussed it. I think it was the show where we read the scenes from the Donald Trump erotic novel.
Okay, oh, I missed God. That. I was just thinking that wow. that particular treatment might be needed. I don't know. My mind's going in strange ways here. Wait, Trump what? Erotica?
It's yes. Is that a new genre? Wow.
It was doing really well on Amazon, you know, on the Amazon gay and lesbian section. But it was, you know, someone's, it was like a 10-page, I think it might have been print on demand, erotica about Donald Trump. You know, the making, slash fiction is very possible.
Making something great again. Or,
yeah.
I don't know. I'm sure that's terrible. Oh, gosh. I don't know. I don't Happy know. Place.
This is,
now I'm
even,
triggered.
You know what? We need to apologize to the audience for even putting these thoughts in their head, because this is going to it's going to set the birth rate back for a generation. Just the fact that this
Maybe
exists.
That's a good thing. I don't know. Oh dear!
I always assume that every show I do is going to be my last fiend show. Because
and
I'm
it could
certain
be.
That it could be because I'm certain that Michael's going to say just no.
Oh, are you kidding?
Ernie.
No. More likely would be like a drone strike. You know, like just takes you out. You know, like. But you know, either way, you know, the important thing is that you go out doing something you love. Right, so.
Well, you know, the last time the cops came here was when my neighbor got stabbed on the steps in front of my car.
Oh, no.
And that's the situation that I'm trying to avoid, you know, like interrupting the show.
Okay, yeah.
You know, because, yeah. I mean, if the cops come in while I'm doing it, like, there's no way of making this look right. I mean, if you saw what I was doing right now and the way I'm dressed.
Well, at least it would be going out live on the air. So
yes.
However it played out would be one for the history books.
Yeah. It's pure humiliation and, you know, risking death.
For entertainment. Well, you know, I would say, you know what, it's fine to just, you know what, drop Fiend Phone and run at any point. It's never.
I am underneath, James, I'm underneath a pile of equipment in the anti-war L.A. alcove, which is like the office, you know, beneath the office. It's a long story.
Okay. It's a hardened bunker, right?
Basically.
Yeah. FBI tamper resistant now.
It was.
Good. We will be back with more Freedom Fiends for hour two.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless free market non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you are helping the state. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it, use it, spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at bitcoin.com. That's bitcoin.com.
The Daily Sheeple, and the parents actually put my article on their website.
Trigger warning. This is the Freedom Fiends, broadcasting through the Libertarian Re-Education Center's Low Orbit Ion Cannon, high atop Financial Beast Plaza on the artificial satellite LibPair 2017 in the Alpha Centauri region. Freedom Fiends is covered by a BIPCOT no government license. This allows reuse by anyone except governments. Learn more at BIPCOT.org. Welcome back, Angela Keaton, Lisa DeLascio. Okay, now, Lisa, you have something that you wanted to address, and evidently there's news on this, on a certain police abuse case that is particularly horrific, and let's see if you can shed some light on that for us.
Yeah, sure. I'll give some background to the story first. On May 31st, 2014, there were some college students who were boating on the Lake of the Ozarks, and a police officer allegedly saw one of the kids, 20-year-olds these were, throw a beer can over the side of the boat. So the police officer initially said he was kind of watching these kids because he didn't think the registration on the boat was updated. So he was kind of eyeing them, you know, kind of keeping an eye on them for that. And then he supposedly saw this beer can go over. So he went over and, horrible. So he went over and he arrested one of the students, Brandon Ellingson, who was 20 at the time. He took him into custody. The trooper's name is Anthony Piercy. He took Brandon, handcuffed him behind his back, and put a life vest over him. The life vest, according to witnesses, didn't fit properly, so it was kind of popping up around the.
Well, how can you put a life vest on if you're in handcuffs, right? That's
right.
Not
Suppose,
work.
Yeah. Supposedly, there's a method and there's a way that these officers are supposed to do this properly to make sure that you know the person.
There's a proper way to kidnap a teenage boater. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
20-year-old.
So this officer. So this officer didn't do that properly, apparently, and so his friends were kind of watching and saying to the cop, you know, hey, you don't really, that like that life vest doesn't fit properly, and the officer was like, I'm in a hurry, and took off, going 39 miles an hour, as witnesses say. So the kid ended up falling off of the boat, and he drowned. And a whole series of terrible things happened, you know, during this event. The police officer supposedly tried to save the kid by using one of those big hooks that you would use to kind of like put in the water so someone can grab onto it.
Obviously, but instead he reached for the taser, you know.
Well,
what happened?
He might as well have, because obviously the kid was handcuffed behind his back and couldn't grab onto anything.
He was supposed to bite it, right? He was supposed to bite it.
Apparently, yeah, or use his feet or something, I don't know. But his life vest popped off and he drowned. And there are over 100 witnesses for the prosecution. Yeah. Well, the prosecutor at the time decided, you know what, hey, this was an accident. Despite other police officers who listened to the 911 calls saying, wait a minute, you know, there were lies happening here. You know, this cop's told several different stories about what happened.
What? You know, a cop lied to protect himself? What?
No, I know.
Tell me, it's not.
Such
possible.
A rare thing. I know it's hard to imagine, but, you know, just try to go with me here. Yeah, so he ended up, you know, there were other police officers who said, you know, he didn't follow protocol. He didn't handle this how he was supposed to. He was definitely negligent. The prosecutor, though, at the time said, you know what, it was an accident. We're not going to charge this officer with anything. Well, in December, a new prosecutor, you know, came in and filled in the role and said, hey, wait a minute, you know what? This is negligent. So now that officer has actually been charged with involuntary manslaughter, and he could serve up to 7 years in prison. So he, of course, has pleaded not guilty on Thursday, but you know they say that this is expected to go to trial. They're not sure when, but the details are really, it's a pretty clear-cut case. I think negligence is probably involuntary manslaughter might be an accurate charge. I don't know. But
no, I call it murder. No, that's murder. I'm sorry. First of all, that cop should have just not even been there. Okay. Now, you know, granted, I'm not condoning throwing a can in the lake. Okay. Whoa. Do I have to even say that? You know, like, but obviously it shouldn't be a kidnappable offense. And, you know, if you are a professional kidnapper, you should be trained in kidnapping so you don't kill your victim. So, you know, whether it was intentional or accidental, it doesn't matter. Everything that he did there was deliberate. That is not an accident. So, yeah, that's murder. And I nothing is going to bring back the victim. But, man, I hope this guy's not able to hurt other people.
Right. Yeah. I'm not sure if he's still working. I'm guessing not. I don't know if he has been or if he's been fired. I haven't been able to find that detail. I don't know, but I wrote about this last year and I outlined all of the details. There are videos, there is video footage, you know, that's evidence. There are over 100 witnesses for the prosecution. So hopefully in this case, you know, he will actually serve time for this. But like you said, yeah, I agree with you. It's murder. You know, if he just left the kids alone, that kid would be alive today.
Yeah. So
yeah,
yep. What a sad one. But let's let's hope that that guy's taken off the streets or at least off the payroll.
Off the water. Good grief. Yeah.
I mean, man.
Yeah, it's a horrific story. Terrible. I hope Angela wasn't triggered again.
I hope not.
Yeah.
But, you know, they say there's a war, the war on police, right? You know, ever since Beyonce stirred that pot again with her show, didn't she? Like, got everybody...
Yeah, I thought that was pretty cool that she did that. And supposedly, I saw a headline today that there was some kind of protest that somebody organized, you know, a Beyonce protest because, you know, she's encouraging this war on cops. But apparently nobody showed up to that protest.
It was to protest Beyonce?
Yeah, to protest Beyonce. For protest Beyonce for protesting police brutality and violence.
Well, here was a funny story. Some sheriff, okay, who says there was a shooting outside his house, blames Beyonce. Now, evidently, shots were fired in his vicinity, okay, but evidently they weren't shooting at him, or their aim was god-awful. But anyway, this guy does a press release as a blames Beyonce. This is, you know, it's those kind of dance routines that are making people want to do us harm. I mean, is that really what he's thinking? Like, what?
Oh my God. James, you know, it's the Illuminati, right?
It's not because they're drowning random college students. No, that's not why people hate cops. It's because of this dance routine.
It's the Illuminati. Because Beyonce.
But our webmaster made this point earlier today, and that the best thing about, well, there's many good things about the whole Beyonce and the formation routine in the video, but that it basically broke up what was basically like a series of Lockheed Martin ads that essentially the Super Bowl is. It's nothing but like giant jingoism.
It's also Raytheon, and it's...
Oh, is it really? I've never watched the Super Bowl, so I have no idea. I don't watch TV.
Oh, that's good.
Military jet flyovers and the largest flag that's ever existed on Earth, probably.
Wow.
I don't know.
It's, you know, for a national religion and every, you know, it's just, it's a horrible display of nationalism. But, you know, you got to see Bruno Mars do Uptown Funk, which is fine. But I just, I enjoyed some earlier Destiny's Child music, and though I just, with Formation, I just wasn't entirely believing that a woman who's worth, I think, $500 million takes her husband to Red Lobster very often.
Explain that. Yeah, explain. Tell me more.
Well, you know, I can't. The lyrics are a little racy because Beyonce tends to be a little more conservative. It's a beautifully done video. I mean, the video itself is just stunning, but it's actually quite very American. I mean, she's celebrating, you know, black Southern Gulf Coast culture and food and lifestyle and fashion, and it's really actually very, very good. It's a good positive message, but it also has, you know, a clear, you know, not so crazy about the cops message in it, which I also think is very
this
American.
This is Formation, the song Formation. Is that what we're talking
yes.
about? Okay.
Yes, and I mean it all. It's all really good, but she does talk about how if marital relations are satisfying to her, she'll, you know, take Mr. Beyonce, Jay-Z, to Red Lobster, and
that's
you
fair.
Know, I'm thinking between the two of them, they're probably you know they're worth quite a bit of money. So, you know, I mean as far as corporate chains go, I mean, you know, Red Lobster, I think they're owned by the same people who own Olive Garden.
Don't they make those cheddar biscuits that people that have like crack cocaine in them or something? Or
yes,
or
there's a lot of actually discussion about this. Yeah, about the biscuits as being the appropriate post-coital, you know. But in the context of a married life, it's entirely appropriate. I don't know. I mean, my ex-husband used to take coupons every now and then. He was, we did a lot of fun, you know. It was a big racy night out here. So I can, you know, but I mean, if I were probably worth $500 million, I might not go to Red Lobster as much as I might go to maybe Nobu or something down, you know, in West Hollywood. But what do I know? I don't know. I'm still trying to untangle.
You do know, because you're going to these Hollywood Red Lobster parties or.
There's two Red Lobsters. I think there's one in the Valley and there's one in Inglewood. And I've been to the one in Inglewood at least twice. And that's really more information than anyone listening audience probably
In LA, I'm sure everything. It's a kosher Red Lobster, which is different from the other Red Lobsters.
Oh my god! Why? I absolutely though, MK, if you do listen to the show tomorrow, or if you're listening to it tonight live, you know, please, we got to find those suppositories.
I like this idea of product reviews. That in fact, this could be like a recurring segment on The Fiends where we could just review different products. You know, like, you know, Michael could talk about his CPAP machine, or. You know, I've got a new lotion I put on this rash I have. We could talk about that, or
the fungus.
I think it fits in.
Antifungal stuff.
No, or maybe I don't know. We could review household items, or, you know, camping equipment, or who knows?
Yeah,
I'm sure people would love to hear all about various. Household products.
It's going to be hard to top the one Angela's talking about, though.
That's the launching point. Yeah.
Yeah, where do you go from there, then?
You and the hamster in your brain are listening to Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean and his weird friends.
Are you sick of peaceful people being locked away for victimless crimes? Instead of trying to get out of jury duty, consider taking it so you can do the right thing. A single juror with a conscience can send someone home to their family instead of to a jail cell. If there's no victim, how can there be a crime? And if the judge or prosecutor are keeping you in the dark, what are they trying to hide? You can vote your conscience instead of being a pawn of the state. For more information, Google jury nullification or check out the Fully Informed Jury Association at fija.org.
That'll take all night.
Yeah. No, we've got a good story for our redemption in the third act. It's good.
All right.
So what else we got? We were. Let's see. Are we done talking about the situation with that poor that man that was murdered on the lake?
I believe so. Yeah, we're just gonna have to wait and see what happens. Could take a while.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know, hopefully. It'll have a better outcome than most of the other stories. That one's a particularly atrocious one, so good to see somebody get punished for it.
Hope so. Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
All right, so what's so you're in Michigan. Am I allowed to reveal that detail? Have you already revealed
yeah.
that?
Yeah, I'm in an undisclosed place in this huge state, this beautiful
We're not
going to
say Upper Peninsula or Lower Peninsula. People can figure right. that out for themselves. A lot of people don't even know there is an Upper Peninsula. That's like it's like their secret defense strategy. It's like people forget to put them on maps and stuff. am I right?
Or, you are right. I didn't know until recently. So yes, you're See,
everyone assumes it's Canada and leaves them alone. You know,
yeah, like, I didn't know until I was there.
You don't want to go there. That's practically Canada.
It yeah. sure looks like it. I said it looks like Narnia.
Really?
Well, yeah. I mean, snow everywhere and
a not wardrobe
much else. It looks like that to me. I mean, okay, I'm a, you know, C.S. Lewis nerd. That's fine. Just out me.
That's cool. I've never really studied C.S. Lewis, but Christian anarchist author, right?
You know, was he an anarchist? I didn't even know British. That.
No?
I just like mythology.
You just like witches know. And wardrobes and stuff.
Yeah, stuff like that. Just escaping to Narnia right now sounds pretty good. This might be as close as I get to it.
Okay.
At least it's not the District of Criminals.
All right. So, Angelo, give us tell us more about this swanky Hollywood lifestyle that you lead out there. Give us some warm vibes.
Yeah, no, I live a very swank lifestyle off of in a neighborhood in Sunset. It's a very vibrant. It's alive. It's heavily. It's vibrant and alive because LAPD is constantly patrolling, and you can often hear helicopters above.
Fabulous.
Yeah. LAPD, they're pretty violent, aren't they? I mean that's. I mean they're. Aren't they one of the more dangerous police forces out there? Just to innocent bystanders.
Oh, yeah, there is and I'm sure it's okay for me to tell this story now. One time I was driving around with Scott Horton, and I accidentally was staring at something they were doing, and Scott screamed at me, "Don't stare at them!" Well, sure enough, one time when I was jogging down Sunset from the gym, and sure enough, they were doing something horrible to somebody, and I turn around, and I realize I'm staring at the cops, and the cop starts screaming at me not to stare, so I just ran through the streets. Yeah, it's pretty scary.
What?
Yeah. this is what the city's like. I love L.A. Everything about L.A. is so awesome except the fact that cops run the streets here.
So what happens if you try to record them? Because if they don't even want you to look at them, you get a beat down?
Are you kidding? Hell no.
Right. It's just, well, just making eye contact with that class of people is enough to warrant a beat down, right? I mean,
yeah, right. Just, yeah, no, this is LAPD.
You I dare mean, to the, raise your eye, you know?
The West Hollywood sheriff is a little bit less aggressive, but, you know, if you live like on the border of West Hollywood and Hollywood, all the cars come. So, like, when we had, you know, somewhat, you know, when my neighbor, she was badly injured, but she wasn't killed. A guy came up and tried to grab her and mug her, and she fought back, and that's why he stabbed her. So when that happened, I mean, there were cars and helicopters right over the building. And at the time, I was so busy trying to troll one of the Austrian economists online. And I was a little kid in the Bronx, so I'm just used to a lot of street noise anyway. And cars and lights all flashing outside my bedroom. I didn't realize that the building was basically surrounded and that all my neighbors were in the courtyard being questioned by the cops.
Wow.
Whoa. Until they started banging down my door.
Don't talk to cops.
Exactly.
Don't
look at him either.
I just figured, you know what, it's LAPD. They're like, it's Michael Dorner. Pew, 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 pew. Take cover. We'll be back after the strip to the market.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean and his weird friends, tasing you with liberty since 2011. Learn more at freedomfiends.com.
Wake up and smell the freedom. One of the easiest things you can do to help Liberty is to torrent Freedom Fiends episodes to help keep them drone-proof. You can set up your home computer to download and share Freedom Fiends archives over BitTorrent. You can even set up scheduling so it only shares while you're asleep or at work. Put your unused computing power to work and help keep the Freedom Fiends around well into the future. Simply go to freedomfiends.com and click on the Torrent Club link and learn how to torrent and share Freedom Fiends archives.
Lisa.
Yeah, so I, you know, everybody obviously has heard about Supreme Court Justice Scalia dying suddenly and mysteriously a few days ago. And so, of course, there's a lot of talk about conspiracy theories now. You know, was he murdered? You know, why aren't they authorizing an autopsy? Why was he pronounced dead of natural causes without anybody seeing the body? Angela, have you heard about this?
You know, maybe, I don't know, I'm not a doctor, but I'm thinking, you know, a 79-year-old guy is a little overweight and lived probably a little too active a lifestyle, dying of a, you know, dying is not, doesn't immediately trigger to me, oh, you know, something suspicious. I don't know.
You're not saying it was autoerotic asphyxiation is what you're trying to say.
Right, but if you do find me with a, yeah. But if there's a pillow over my head and you find me like that, you can assume that's what that was. I work out all the time.
So
that was
really
in poor taste on my part, wasn't it? I'm sorry. No, I didn't want to destroy it. It just, I think it came up because, you know, Freedom's Fiend alum, Ben Stone, you know, was trying to explain to people that, you know, why, I mean, I understand, you know, and I don't judge any libertarian's particular tactic or strategy for doing whatever kind of activism they want and whatever, it's none of my business. But Ben was making the point that so many people get really wrapped up in, oh my God, who this next Supreme Court nominee should be. And like, why the hell does any libertarian care about any of this? I mean, it's a horrible institution. And then I think, Ryan from Mises.org, and I'm sorry, his last name escapes me, he is a professor, you know, just wrote, you know, abolish the institution, and I think I'm going to send that link out to the various fiends. You know, just, yeah. You know, it would be great for the institution to wither and die, and it will, and the Supreme Court building will make a great mall with beautiful Sephora counters. You know, great. Maybe they'll bring back Orange Julius. I would love to see, you know, more Orange Julius chains in the U.S. So, you know, I think
it would certainly be a more productive use of the real estate. I mean,
God knows. Yeah.
I'm like, down capital, for that.
Just think of what a great place for shows and live theater the Capitol building would be, and what a great kind of, you know, like novelty bread and breakfast with all kinds of theme rooms the White House will be. I mean, there's going to be so many better uses that are going to be so much more productive and be income
food
producing
court.
For so many people.
Yeah,
exactly.
Food, you know, yeah.
You know, and
I'd actually
Red Lobster.
Go to the city then. Orange Julius, do they still have those anywhere?
Oh, I hope they're not gone. I would love
those?
An Orange Julius. I haven't seen one since I used to live in the Northeast.
Yeah, I haven't seen one since I was a kid.
They're so good.
And why is it good? Why is it good?
Oh, it's like the best drink that it's like taking
orange soda. What is it?
Oh no, it's nothing that pedestrian. It's like a magic elixir that dances on your tongue.
Whoa.
Of it's orange stuff.
Creamsicle, like orange juice and ice
orange
cream.
Color or orange flavor?
It's orange and it's imagine orange juice milk mixed with a vanilla milkshake. A creamsicle.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. But really good creamsicles.
What does that have to do with Scalia, anyway? I forget. What?
I'm sorry.
Did they give Scalia like the Bin Laden treatment where they're like, we disposed of his body at sea, no cameras? Seriously, is that what they did, or how do they handle this?
Who would benefit from Gramps dying? I mean, you know, he was 79 years old. Eventually, it was going to happen. I mean, not that any disrespect. Yeah. I hope no one dies ever, but we haven't figured that out yet, how not to die. So, you know, I'm not sure who would benefit from Scalia's death. And you're going to, someone might say Obama or whatever. All these people like work and live together. You know, I mean, they're not like, there's not these, you know, like, you know, these partisan differences are mostly illusory and they're mostly for our benefit for the show.
Well, do you think he was taking, he's a guy that was taking orders anyway, or do these guys actually sort of make decisions at that point of their career? Do they actually get to decide stuff? Or somebody whispering in their ear?
Well, they're deciding stuff, but I think you just want to go back to the autoerotic asphyxiation, which, you know, I mean, maybe that's what it takes to get things going when you're 79.
Oh, the visual.
I don't think anything's going to beat the Cantwell visual.
Yeah, I was going to say, after the new genre of Trump porn, maybe there's going to be some Scalia.
This is nightmare fodder. All of this stuff. So now it's going to be, oh, I don't want to go to sleep tonight.
No, I think we're being disrespectful. So, yeah, let's do more of that.
Well,
how much respect how much respect do these people deserve, right? Like, everybody, like, even our, yeah, even libertarians are like, oh, come on, this isn't the time to speak ill. Sure it is.
He doesn't care.
It's never too soon. Right. Yeah.
Right. You know what? But we should remember that. So, you know, they're while these like scumbag government people are still alive is when you should say stuff about them. Don't wait for them to die. Tell them they're jerks now.
Well,
right. You never know when that politician could die. Tell them they're a jerk today.
I would happily.
That needs to be a PSA.
Oh, look. So I'm reading now on this CNN article that some conspiracy sites are saying that there might have been a so-called heart attack gun, which is a secret CIA weapon that could have been used to kill him. But again, like, I don't see why. I mean, I don't know. Why is he any worse than any of the others? You know, there's some, I've seen some liberals talking about how he has spoken out against climate change, you know, but I don't think the climate change is, you know, a life or death situation for the powers.
You think somebody's like, we're not going to get our carbon tax unless we get the heart attack gun and sneak into Scalia's hotel.
Scalia single-handedly is going to be the one that gets in the way.
Get the heart attack gun. We're taking out Scalia. No, I don't think so.
No, yeah, I don't either.
Seems like a little far-fetched.
79, lots of health issues. Really not a shocker, you know.
If the other judges also start dropping, you know, in mysterious hotel room pillow situations, you know, what by the third or fourth one, I'd say, yeah, there might be something to that.
Yeah, either that or there's some kind of ring of the autoerotic asphyxiation thing that Angela referenced going on.
I can't believe Angela started that rumor. I think that,
I've been blamed for a lot of stuff in the movement. A lot. In fact, but I'm not taking responsibility that the libertarian started the rumor about the autoerotic asphyxiation. However, you know, look, I understand a lot about male anatomy, and I've done a lot of research into, you know, the sexuality of older men. And, you know, sometimes, you know, you got to really, you know, prime the pump, so to speak. I got to be careful. We're FCC, you know, I'm not trying to scandalize anyone, but, you know,
it's a family show.
Take a lot. It's certainly, you know, it's airing at, you know, at 3 a.m. wherever, but it just, yeah, you know, it
it's
takes
cool. Only
bit.
Homeschool kids would be listening, so
it's just, you know, to get, you know, get the engine started, you got to stimulate different areas, and you got to have, you got to bring different things to the table, you know, maybe different things involving yaks. There's a lot of good movies involving reptiles that might, you know, get some stuff going. You know, different kinds of chemicals, poppers. I enjoy a good popper.
I'm afraid. Are you talking about? I hope you're talking about jalapeno poppers.
I live in West Hollywood. You know, there's one. We've only got one kind of popper here.
I don't know what a popper is, and I think I might not want to know.
It's called the. We call it the Bill Cosby.
Right now, anyway.
In Philly, that's called the Bill Cosby. Yeah,
it's, you know, you it takes different things. I mean, I know, like, you know, even for me, as I, you know, as I have aged, you know, things aren't as exciting as they used to be. The novelty of the whole thing kind of wears off, and there's only so many different permutations of, you know,
you've played all the levels, you
right,
know.
You know, I mean, you know, of, you know, different things involving lesbian biker gangs that'll stimulate my mind, and you know, and I'm not judging Antonin Scalia.
There's nothing wrong with that. Right. No. So whatever he was doing with whatever, you know, we're not going to judge.
But no, we're not going to judge. I see what you did there.
So, yeah, I'm supporting nobody for Supreme Court. All right. Nobody.
Yeah, I'm there with you.
Yeah. Nobody is already doing a great job.
I'd like to see it go to Bill the Cat. You know, we haven't seen Bill the Cat in about 15 years now, but he has held public. He has run for public office before.
Hmm. Bill the Cat. Is
How
that
about
from the
maybe
comic,
D's
the comic
Nuts?
Strip?
How about D's Nuts?
Is he 16 yet?
Is there an age requirement for Scrotus? I mean, SCOTUS. What is it? Supreme Court of the. What is it? Supreme Court of the United States. Scrotus. Is there an age limit for that?
I don't. You know, that never came up in my con law classes. But then I went to kind of an average law school, so I'm not. Hold on here. Let me see the constitution. You know, age requirement for Supreme Court.
D's Nuts for Scrotus.
But you know what?
That's
the
perfect.
Supreme Court can always just rule in its favor and say, you know what? It doesn't matter how old D's Nuts is. If they all they have to do is rule that it's fine, and they why wouldn't they? Right?
Yeah, right.
Doesn't matter what the rules are. They exist to be the ones that say the rules don't matter.
They're the deciders.
Yeah. They get to be the ones that judge. That's the part of the government that judges itself. And they usually judge it to be awesome. So, yeah, not a fan. Not a fan.
There's not as many qualifications as I would expect there to be. It's Article 3, so let's see what we got
here. Do you have to be a member of the bar or a judge or anything? Or a?
You know, does not seem to... It actually is possible... Well, in the Bill the Cat thing, that might bring about a constitutional crisis, but... Yeah, you know, these nuts might, he might be able to do that. You know, I don't know.
He should do it.
Career path for him. Yeah. He should do it.
Yeah. If he's not president.
Yeah, there's that. Might get in the way.
When we come back, we've got the final segment, Redemption in the Third Act, with the Freedom Fiends.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends. Go to freedomfiends.com to help keep it drone-proof.
Hey, this is Squisgar Squiggles from Death Clocks, and you are listening to the Freedom Fiends on the, you know, the radios. And I guess I says worms now, so there you go.
Tired of those old Freedom Fiends buttons? Well, the Freedom Fiends have new button designs.
As always, it's only $10 for 10 buttons, and you'll get these nifty designs. Buy sheep, for sheep, on sheep.
State speech is hate speech.
Two designs for Guns and Weed, the Road to Freedom.
Three designs for Fiend Phone.
Bipcot No Gov.
A Freedom Fiends Worms button.
And ask me about my worms.
Go to freedomfiends.com and click on the link at the top that says Buttons.
And now they're bigger buttons.
They used to be 1 1/4 inch. Now they're 1 3/4 inch. Dan, they're bigger buttons.
What does freedom mean? Tune in to LRN.FM to find out. LRN.FM is the Liberty Radio Network. a collection of live talk radio and podcasts, all coming from a principled pro-liberty perspective. LRN.FM show hosts aren't left, right, or conspiracy kooks. You can tune in 24/7 to LRN.FM via your phone, computer, satellite, and more. Listen free anytime at LRN.FM. That's LRN.FM.
Are you a political activist who does things that the government might not like? Then this free ebook may save your life. Rats is your guide to protecting yourself against snitches, informers, informants, agents provocateur, narcs, finks, and similar vermin. Rats was written by OG libertarian Claire Wolfe. Rats is a short book, easy to read, and available free in many formats. Download Rats free at rats-nosnitch.com. That's rats-nosnitch.com.
Segment. Mentioned in the third act.
All right. Can't wait to hear
this. Good news out there. There's good news out there in the world. I know there is.
Somewhere out there.
Somewhere, right? It's not all bad.
Yeah.
There was a story that I just saw, this headline that I just had to mention, because you don't see this, you don't see these words actually used in this combination almost ever. Okay. And within the headline of this story is the words police chief fired. Okay. pretty
is
uncommon,
this the
right? No, yeah, it's like I had to check. It's like, is this a hoax? What is this? It says Flint police chief fired after lying to people about bringing water filters, then arresting them. Okay, so now this is at least a little bit of karma, karmic justice here. So, you know, of course, the government of Flint poisoned the residents through their water monopoly, and that made a huge story, right? So,
right
never let a good crisis go waste.
Of course not.
Some enterprising thug said, hey, you know what? We could use this. What if we trick people into telling us who they are because we want to give them a water purification system so they can give clean water to their children? Why don't we use that basic human need as a way to trap them and generate revenue for the government that poisoned them earlier?
Jeez, the lowest of the low. I don't know how they sleep at night.
Isn't that insane?
It is
anyway.
Insane.
What's more surprising, that they did it, or that they got fired for doing it?
That they got fired for it. That they did it doesn't surprise me at all.
What do you think, Angela?
God darn America!
That endometriosis is spreading. Oh goodness!
I just don't like cops. I'm sorry.
What kind of things were they busting people for? This. I mean,
just, you know, outstanding warrants and stuff. You know, basically they got outstanding warrants and they're like, hey, is Bob Smith here? And they're like, hey, well, no Bob Smith here. You know, why are you asking? Mm-hmm. You know, but then they're like, hey, we've got a water filter here so Bob Smith can have clean water and his kids won't die of lead poisoning. Okay, is he here? Oh, right here. Handcuffs.
Oh.
I mean, yeah, whoa. Scumbaggery. You know, these guys are jerks.
Low even anyway. For cops.
So it's easy to see. I think it's why they imagine the war. There is a war on cops because they know what they're doing is so awful. They're like, people are going to kill us.
It's coming.
They don't even realize though how docile the people in their community are, because yeah, most of them would get promoted for that kind of ingenuity.
Right. That kind of creativity is usually appreciated and rewarded. That's so just scumbag low. That's... I want off this planet.
Anyway.
But he was fired, so that's good.
Yeah, you know. He'll probably be running for office or, you know.
Yeah.
Who knows?
He'll go move to another city and get a higher position. That happens sometimes too, because they, you know, maybe another department will appreciate his creativity.
right. Publicly, they're like, oh, we have to get, you know, we can't allow this. But then behind the scenes, they're like, dude, that was awesome.
Yeah, high five. Let's move you up to this position here in the next city over where there's clean water. Sad, really sad.
So, yeah, sometimes it ends well. But, you know, that's why it's nice to mention these things. What other good news do we have out there? Angela?
I think we've milked my cramps for all the radio. The
have
radio
we
joy
has have the have the rejuvenative radio waves fixed, helped with your cramps?
I don't think there's enough love in the air to make those shrink down. It's a downer note.
Well, hopefully it's not quite as bad as it would have been without those rejuvenative radio waves. You need I recommend an increased dosage for you, Angela.
I just should have called one of the all-night weed places.
Do they have those in LA? Like drone delivery services for weed?
Well, I've been investigating the delivery services finally. I finally might cave in to one of them.
Cool.
Getting it legit. Yeah.
Is it drone based or like?
No. I think Prius.
Oh, cool.
Is your child defiant? Don't you have those companies that will deliver?
Inquisitive.